So, welcome all of you for this next Prerna festival, which has become a very regular feature of our temple since many, many years. I am also seeing many faces over here whose exams are going on and still they have made their time to come for this discussion on developing our ecological intelligence. We have heard IQ, EQ, now they added SQ. So we may add this another quotient to our personality as well. And some of us may be thinking that this ecology and all is good, it's required, there is global warming, some temperatures are going up. Maybe sometimes in few years there is something like 26-11, the rains happening, not 27 July something. 5 years back there were a lot of rains in Bombay. Sometimes there are some hitches up and down, the prices of food grains are going up. But it doesn't matter to me really so much. We may be still in illusion that okay, it's good, but it doesn't matter to me, I am going on with my life. How does it matter me if there is some better ecology today or tomorrow? The things are happening. But maybe after we listen to our discussions today, our perception would at least change little bit. So, we have come to this ecological intelligence. And I would also like to point out, most of us naturally, or all of us naturally, are selfish. Better accept it. We all want, yeah. We may be devotees, spiritualists, we may say no, I am for everyone's welfare, servant of servant. But ultimately at the moment of Prasad Kupan comes, then we become selfish. Then we say, I will be in line first, then you can come. Those who don't have coupons can go back. We will announce because we have the coupon. But anyway, this ecological intelligence is certainly required for the betterment of the society, for the betterment of the environment, ecology, everything. But in that matter of being negligence toward ecology, we forget that we ourselves are a part of ecology. So if we give trouble to ecology, if we neglect ecology, if we are not sensitive to our environment, is the first we are going to the one who are going to get the same treatment. If we damage environment, we being the part of, see, and another fact is, sometimes it may happen and we may try to overpower the nature, cheat the nature, manipulate the nature, but actually if we see very tiny in front of the nature, we may think, I will do something and the damage won't happen to me. That's what the human beings have been trying to do for past so many years. Especially developing countries, they do some waste and they throw it at some developed countries, throw it in some developing countries, thinking that they won't get the damage. But they don't understand, most of their food products are imported from the developing countries and they come back to them again. So in this way, we may, whatever we do, whatever our tendency is towards our environment, same treatment we'll get it. We can't escape our negligence. We can't escape our misbehavior. Exactly the same treatment, if we misbehave with environment, we being a part of it, are going to get the same treatment back. So before going ahead with our discussion, I will take few minutes, maybe 5-10 minutes, to read the descriptions of our ecology or our environment which was on the earth, maybe before Kali Yuga or at least 2,000, 5,000 years back. Because such environment at the present situation cannot be even imagined. But, we can go ahead. But one we will take. So, I would like to point out at the very onset that such descriptions in the Vedic scriptures are certainly not imaginary. They are possible even today in pockets or in bigger pockets or in the whole earth if the character and the attitude of persons change. For example, in Ramayana, when Lord Ram went to Pampa Sarovar, some of you might have gone to our Hampi Yatra, and there we had been to Pampa Sarovar. A beautiful pond still exists there. In Ramayana it is described that when Lord Ram went to take bath in the Pampa Sarovar, the fishes were fearless. Why? Because the fishes in the Sarovar had not a single experience of any trouble from the man. The whole fishes in the whole Sarovar in Pampa Sarovar had never experienced, not they themselves, none other fish has experienced any trouble from the man. So when Lord Ram went in to take the bath, the fishes were fearlessly swimming around. So such was the character and the behavior of the people at that time. See, one law I would like to point out today, which I may repeat again and again, which is very common and the mistake which we do. The more we try to squeeze from the nature, the more nature will restrain from us. And ultimately it's human beings who are going to be defeated. Because we are less powerful than the nature. We may try that, okay, like, there is always some greed to trouble the oceans and the insects and the animals to get more and more of metals and petroleum and all these things. The more we try or give some, like we saw this video in the beginning, we try to squeeze out more production of food grains from the nature. Actually what happens? As I said, the first one, if we destroy the nature, the first one will be suffering. We will be the first one to suffer. So more we try to take it away, the nature restrains health productions. And the more we try to live in harmony or with synergy with the nature, the more nature will give us without our effort. This is a very important principle. So any part of our life, we try to squeeze out something more than what nature is giving us naturally. The moment the restraint starts. So this description of Vedic scriptures are not imaginary one. They are not just one to be read and thought they were never there. They have just been spoken. But the people of that type, if they exist, all these conditions can come within few weeks. This another point, another principle. This nature, which includes earth and human body, because we are part of this nature, has an immense potency and tendency to cure and heal itself. For example, if we get a scratch for our own body, immediately the whole system starts to work on it. The blood comes, there is some scaling happening over there, and the cure happens. Even when the bone gets fractured, doctors can only keep the bone in a position and tie a plaster. But healing process starts immediately. The two bones start getting joint on its own. Doctors don't do much for that. They do something, but not much. It has to happen. Our body and the nature has immense potency and tendency to heal itself. Only thing, we have to cooperate. And the moment, in Hindi we call it sangharsh mat karo, sahakarya karo. Sahakar karo. The moment there is sangharsh, it's natural between two people also. When two neighbors are living and the moment there is some spark of conflict, the synergy is lost and both are the losers. And a cooperation makes it a bigger way. So these descriptions which we will be reading, or which I heard in the scriptures, in our Krishna book and other places, are not imaginary. For example, the first one, it is heard the son would never die before father. Maybe in war sometimes, but not on a natural way. And the United Nations, WHO, has actually announced, maybe there is some age gap between you and me also, maybe 10-12 years, but they announced the present generations who are in the youth age, college, sorry to say so, but we can save ourselves from it, will be the generation to die before their parents. And we see it happening around us. Many times we see the son is in the hospital and the parents are caring for him. This is becoming quite common and more common feature nowadays. The son or the daughter are more sick than the parents. I have seen many places. The parents are healthy and stout and active, and the son finds it difficult to even sit up for some time, in a few minutes. So this has, but in the previous times in Krishna book we see that Brahmana's son died. And he said, it has never been heard in your kingdom and you are responsible, O king. So it was a very rare thing, or it was basically not happening. It means everyone was living a full healthy life at that time. Actually all I am going to compare somewhere between animals and humans. Even today, all the animals, they live a full healthy life. Very rarely we see animals die untimely. Very rarely we see. Sometimes it happens, but very rarely. They at least live quite full amount of their lifespan. But human beings, is more and more common for people of age of 20, 30, 40 to die of cancer, heart attacks. I met one boy 3 years back who was in second year BCom, and he was having some difficulty in moving his hand. At that time he was in second year BCom. I met him 3 years back. I asked him what happened. He said, I just had a paralysis attack 2 years back. So now I almost improved. That means he was in 12th or something like that. He had an attack. 17 years old. He said, I almost improved and now I can drive a car. But the fact is he had an attack. So we are seeing this happening. And the death, certainly so many cases we see, especially in the Novo, as the times are coming close. We see the children, they have more physical problems than the parents. And this is what UNO has suggested. But we can save ourselves if we mend our ways from today. We see descriptions in the scriptures. Go ahead. There are trees which are full of flowers and fruit bearing trees. Today, there is no scarcity of land for food bearing trees. There is so much vacant land all over the world. There is a scarcity of people planting and maintaining the trees. Actually, there is not scarcity of people also. The scarcity of tendency and effort to plant and maintain food bearing and flower bearing trees. This is not difficult, only effort is required. And people, because of this bad present situation, have become so selfish and so foolish. For example, in Bombay city or any other place, I once met a man who was going to plant a tree. I said, plant some, you are planting it for shade, for some coolness, plant a fruit giving tree. Maybe mango, chikku, something like that. He said, no. I said, why? He said, I will plant a tree which gives only shade and no fruits. I said, why? What's the harm? You will get shade anyway. He said, no. If I plant a tree which gives fruits, others will steal it. But I said, let them steal and eat, because anyway you are planting a tree which will only give shade and no fruits, so you are not getting anyway. Even if others steal, you are not the loser. Well, anyway, you are going to take the effort to plant and grow the tree for the shade and for some beautification. And anyway, you are not going to get the fruit, so let others have it. But this tendency is missing. In Kali Yuga, the problem is not with the land and the trees, with our tendencies. If there is so much place, even in Bombay, we can have so many. Bombay, which has a space scarcity, concrete jungle. But if the people... The point is, okay, I will plant a fruit giving tree. Let anyone eat it. Let anyone eat it. Actually you don't have to take, if you just put the water with which you wash your vessels, a tree can grow. It doesn't require any extra water. But it requires a desire and a proper tendency for it. So we see in the previous times, the trees would give enormous amounts of fruits. And I am coming from a place where there is quite heavy amounts of this inorganic chemicals used, a mango belt. Not everyone does it, but some people, some farmers does it very torturously. And how foolish it is, that will come in our ending part of our session on lifestyle. People, they start giving injections into the branches of the mango trees. You might not know it. I'm sitting here in Bombay. But the mango trees, they get their injections in the month of December and November. There are some agriculture students over here, they know. They are the poisonous chemicals which are, they are like steroids. Injected to give early fruits. And so many things are there. Every step, heavily poisonous chemicals are used. Just to get some bigger, good looking fruits. May not be good tasting. Actually, again, some points of coming up. Only human being is a person which doesn't live his whole life of 100 years. All other animals they live. Another point of comparison. Only human beings amongst all 84 lakh species decides what to eat by looking at it. They don't decide whether it is good or whether it is. All other animals, they decide what to eat by smelling, most of them. The smelling means foul smell is immediately detected. You can cover a foul smelling thing, but you cannot cover the smell. You can package it up nicely, a foul smelling thing, and then it may look good. But when you smell it, you cannot hide it. But human being is the one who decides what I should eat by how it looks. You see, therefore all foodstuffs are made attractive to look at, colorful. There is a story to it, maybe I have spoken it before, I just don't know whether I should repeat it or not. But actually, it's a true story. Maybe those who have heard can hear again. Those who have not may hear it first time. Actually, once there was a dhaba on the highway. And then there's a person selling some vada pav and all these things. And then there was some vada pav or something, some item which was 2 days old. So the owner was sitting at the counter and the labor or the worker who was working, he took it and threw it off. Because it was 2 days old. A dog had come and he threw it off to the dog. Dog came, he smelled it and he went away. But the owner told, no, dog will not eat, you get it here. You nicely give some masala, cover it nicely, package it in a good box and humans will eat it. And that happened. Another man came and he was some new masala was given to it. And humans eat very nicely. The point is, there are so many abundant things available in nature. I travel a lot outside Bombay and certainly to places where some natural element is still available. There's some forest and I go there. Once I went to a place in a forest called Radha Nagari. There's a dam over there. And I went in this time, May, 15th, 20th of May. And there was a natural forest of mango trees. Few forest of mango trees. There are few mango trees, maybe around 20, 30 of them. And they are not some like hapus or something, forest mangoes, but they are sweet enough, maybe small in size. But at this time, 20th of May, when I went there, no one was there to give pesticide, no one was there to even give them a drop of water. Nature was taking its own control. And what I saw? The ground, whole ground, when I see at this hall, I see it with full of devotees. When I saw this whole area of 20 mango trees, I saw only yellow ground. The whole ground was full with mangoes. Fallen mangoes, ripe ones. Practically, we had to walk on mangoes to go and pick them up and eat it. So if this can happen somewhere in the present day Kali Yuga, even where human influence has not been there, where human influence is not there, no one has gone to give them water, pesticide, insecticide, fertilizer, this can happen. And where the human influence comes in, we see there is desertification of the land. Actually, whatever lecture we are discussing today, of the 84 lakh species, if human beings would not exist on the earth, there would be no need of this lecture. Only one species of 84 lakh species is doing the damage to the ecology. No, we don't find any other species doing it. And where human influence is not there, we see nature still in full bloom and doing its job. There is no dearth of manufacturing. Actually, this term has to be analyzed. Manufacturing happens only in nature. In all the industries, transformation and wastage happens. I'll explain what it means. When we sow one seed of maybe grain, of rice, or mango, or chikku, anything, hundreds and thousands are produced on the tree crop, or on the grain crop. If we sow one wheat, 100 at least come about. There is not a single industry doing it. Only industry can take from the nature and transform the raw material. And produce a lot of waste in the process. Only in the agriculture or nature's way we see, one unit is taken. One seed is taken and hundreds are created without any other waste product. There is no waste in the agriculture or in the nature's work. There is no waste. Everything has a use. Only in the industry we see so many. To produce a car, 2000 kg of material is wasted per car. To produce a computer, to produce a computer, PC, desktop, 1000 kg of material is wasted. Just to produce a computer of 15-20 kgs. All industry cannot produce anything. They may say it's a manufacturing unit, but it's actually transforming and wastage producing in it. Actual manufacture, actual production, what you call it, production, produce something, happens only in nature's kingdom. Only in the ecological world. And we human being has to just allow it to happen rather than obstructing it. So this we see in the past, So many fruits and flowers or the trees, they are there. Go ahead. Then we see ocean waves. When the oceans on the beaches would wash the pearls and the emeralds. You know, moti, they manufacture moti from some insects in the ocean. They would do it naturally. Insects will do it if you don't kill them or trouble them. But as I said, the today's tendency is to compete and then squeeze out things. You understand? Modern day, there are pearl industries where they grow these insects, give them so many injections and steroids so that they produce the pearls very fast. Like, I know this may not be happening everywhere, but it has been also mentioned in the scriptures that the honey would just drip from a honeycomb on the trees. So the honeycomb would be grow, and ultimately they may break or they may be overflowing with the honey and they would just drip and you just collect it. So nature will give if we don't conflict or compete with the nature. It will give enough. Nature has produced us. See, nature does everything. The moment before our birth, nature is arranging for us. When you are in the womb of mother, there is an umbilical cord. The cord that connects our stomach with the mother's stomach in the womb to supply our necessities. Before our birth, 2 or 4 days before our birth, the milk comes into the mother's breast. So nature has produced and provided before it is required. The moment the boy grows, the milk starts deducing, the boy gets the teeth. Don't think. We may say there is overpopulation. There cannot be an overpopulation of a single person if nature cannot provide for it. It's not possible. The nature has given us birth, it has the capacity to provide for everyone. If the character of human beings is proper, that is more important. So, nowadays we try to compete with the ocean, we try to trouble the insects and we want the pearls in a more faster way. We want it more than what the nature has given us. Then the problem arises. If you don't disturb the nature, nature will give us and whatever it gives you, use it. No one will die if you don't disturb the nature. But yes, our unrestricted desires may not be fulfilled. That is where the problem comes in. Go ahead. It is described in Maharaj Yudhishthira's kingdom. The cows were so happy, the milk bags were so full that it would moisten the pasturing field. Nowadays, for our selfish desires, we have not even kept the pasturing fields. You may not be aware, most of you might be staying in the Bombay city, but previously the government would maintain pasturing fields for the cows. Because this cow's topic, as Gaurang Prabhu introduced, I have taken in detail on 13th December, Sunday feast. You can take it, download it from iskondesiretree.com. But today, ending section will again be devoted to cows. Because they are the greatest divine entity to reverse the ecological disturbances. I will tell how. That will come in the last section. But the cows were so happy, so joyful, that they are, as I said, when a person is pleased, like if I am pleased on someone, I will go out of my way to help him. And if I see this person is a trouble to me, he is competing with me, even if I have something extra, I won't give him. Even if I have something extra, which I might waste it, but still I won't give him. Exactly same things happen. If we try to cooperate, the material nature will go out of the way to provide for us. And if we try to compete, even if it has extra, it will restrain its manufacturing. As I said, this scarcity is there today because of 2-3 reasons of our tendencies. It includes you and me both. First is greed. The persons are greedy, therefore scarcity. Like Mahatma Gandhi has said his famous statement, this earth can produce for everyone's need, but not for one person's greed. Yes. Any one person, this will come, we will have a Ishopnishad base also for this. Another thing which we may not be greedy, but we can be wasteful. We might have the habit of wasting things. Again, there will be some problem. That will come, we will discuss in the future. Or, we just simply don't know how to live with nature. That is also possible. Because no one has taught us since our childhood. That's a lack of knowledge. Or I call it less knowledge, less intelligent. We just don't know how to live with nature. How to be adjusting according to nature. What are the nature's arrangements for us? See, today's lecture is not meant to deprive us of enjoyments. I'll be speaking that let us live simply. We can enjoy, we should enjoy, but we should enjoy the way nature has destined or made arranged for us. For example, we want to enjoy sweets. Enjoy sweet fruits. In the seasons, they are meant to be eaten. Our Radhakund Prabhu, he made a very nice statement. He heard it from his teacher. He said, by nature, man is a fool. Because when it is hot, he wants it cool. And when it is cool, he wants it hot. Always wanting what is not. Yeah, that's the nature of a man. When it is mango season, he wants to eat Peru. And when it is Peru season, he wants to eat mango, packed mango. No. We can enjoy. We can enjoy things nicely in this world. It's not that we should not enjoy. But we should enjoy our life the way the Lord has meant for us to enjoy. The nature has meant for us to enjoy. We should enjoy our food. Sometimes, we just don't know how to enjoy, what to enjoy. How to enjoy in a natural, friendly way. Because if we enjoy in a wrong way, it is going to hit back us at the first moment. We are the one who will be suffering the first, not others. Therefore, we see, it may appear that the higher up sections in the society are exploiting the lower sections. But we see the terminal diseases are more in the higher sections also than the lower sections. They all have different simple diseases. Cancer, TB, heart attacks, BP, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. These are the diseases which are heard in the higher status of the section of the society. They might be giving up some waste products. They might use something and solid waste may be dumped in another place. But nature won't. Nature's technique is, moment you waste it, moment you live in an irresponsible way, you will be the first one to be hit back. You may try to save yourself from it. Kidi means, actually, in the present age, the tendency is to collect so much, which you would never use it. Thus putting a great stress on the material nature. Around 10 years back, the Philippines president was caught for some corruption matter. It was found out that his wife had 6,000 pairs of sandals. We may be laughing at it, but sometimes we also fall into a trap. We also. This material nature, this artificial lifestyle, we have lost our own independent thinking power. That is the main problem. As I said, greedy, then wasteful, and less intelligent. I am telling less intelligent because we never think on our own intelligence what I should do or not do. We think on what the media tells us to do. Media says, this is good, we accept it. Some boy or girl comes on the TV or on the nowadays internet and says, I have it, do you? And think, yeah, we should also have it. We never think whether we require it. Whether we require it. Like, I've seen many even devotees, sorry to say so, but they come up and tell to me, Proji, I have got this new instrument which is so many GBs and this and that, and they can store. Some people come and say, Proji, I have all the lectures of Srila Prabhupada in this small instrument, and all of Maharaj in this instrument, and all of this in this instrument. I really doubt how many they can hear in their whole lifetime. In their whole lifetime, how many they can hear? And did Prabhupada heard all the lectures of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur? And did Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur heard all the lectures of Bhaktivinoda Thakur? And did Bhaktivinoda Thakur heard all the lectures of Gaur Krishna Babaji Maharaj? Hearing one lecture is enough. What is important to understand and assimilate it and practice it. Hearing one lecture is enough. We might hear all the lectures if time permits, if we have so much time. We might hear all the lectures, but we may not understand it. Like I have seen, I am not against any instrument, but I have seen people talk more about mobile than on mobile. People talk, this card and that card and this scheme and that scheme and this handset, and they just keep on talking about mobile in the trains, in the bus, I have seen. And they may spend 30 minutes talking on mobile, about mobile, and only 2 minutes about mobile, on the mobile, they use it. So, they got an instrument to save their time, but they wasted time talking about it. And the companies are very expert, they come with so many schemes. And just to tell you honestly, I was also going to fall a trap to it. And companies are expert in getting you trapped. I had one small, simple instrument mobile with one simple SIM card, but then I would say that it won't get range here and this range is not here. So, the companies now, they have announced free SIM cards. I've seen one boy, he came to me, Prabhuji, I got 10 SIM cards, Airtel, eh? Okay. Prabhuji, free mil raha hai. And I got, I succumbed to that advertisement. I said, give me one. I took one SIM card, but then the moment I took a SIM card, I understood what I will do. These are so clever people, they'll give you a SIM card which you don't need. And then they'll make you buy the second handset. Then they'll charge for it. So I had a SIM card, I have one SIM card, one handset. I said, what will I do? Then I said, okay, maybe I should have a handset with two SIM cards. And then I understood I'm getting cheated. I am using something that I don't need. I gave him free SIM card back. Wow, you take it. You take that free SIM card back. I don't need it. It's unnecessarily going to be a burden on me. It's under the name of saving some money, actually I am going to spend more money. That's what happened. We all experience it. We take 2-3 SIM cards to save here SMS, here incoming, here outgoing, there roaming. This for parents, this for friends, this for night time, this for daytime. And the card which is meant for night time has no range in the night time, so use it in the daytime. We just get hooked up to it. The point is, which I am making, we have lost our intelligence. We don't use our intelligence, what is needed for me. I will come to the point, go ahead. Actually, I will end this topic, one or two points are there, and then we move on to the next one. Clouds giving as much water. So these are the descriptions in the past. Nowadays, I said competing. We don't try to improve that how I should behave in a way in which clouds will give as much water as is required. But what we do? I will behave in the wrong way. And more wrong I will do is throw chemicals on the crowd. A modern day scientist, the whole thought process is not to correct our behavior, but to exploit the nature more. And I said, we will be the first one to suffer. Even if we are successful at seeding the clouds, all the toxics are going to come down into our own water. That we don't care. The point is, instead of putting our own intelligence, how we can improve our behavior, the clouds can naturally form and give so much water that is required. We try to continue our wrong behavior and try to exploit the nature more. Thereby the nature restrains ourselves more. And this is a vicious cycle which will be the loser. Go ahead. Grains in profusion, same thing. I won't discuss all these things, but maybe I'll just read. Prayers from Queen Kunti. All these cities and villages are flourishing in all respects because the herbs and grains are in abundance. The trees are full of fruits. The rivers are flowing. The hills are full of minerals and the oceans full of wealth. And this is all, O Lord, due to your glancing over them. Prabhupada says in the purport, human prosperity flourishes by natural gifts and not by gigantic industrial enterprises. The gigantic industrial enterprises are products of a godless civilization and they cause the destructions of the noble aims of human life. It's not only the item is the vibrations with the atom. It is said all these gigantic industrial production cause the destructions of the noble aims of human life. See, every instrument has a vibration. I am speaking about mobiles, I'll just continue. I have seen in the past when the landline phone would ring, people would not get shaken up. The mobiles ring in Marathi vehicle, people become kawra, when the mobile they get shocked, what's happening? They just start looking here and there. These are the vibrations coming with the instrument. When the landline rings, people just coolly, they just don't get shaken. What's happening? I seen people in the local train, somebody sleeping very nicely. The mobile rings, he's shocked. He's shocked. But landline, every instrument has a vibration. So these industrial enterprises, they destroy the noble aims of human existence. Then further, Prabhupada says, the natural gifts such as grains, vegetables, fruits, rivers, the hills of jewels and minerals, the seas full of pearls are supplied by the order of Supreme Lord. If he desires, the material nature produces these things in abundance or restricts them at time. So it's under the control of nature. If the nature or the Krishna wants, without it will produce in abundance or restrict it at times. It's just like a child behaves good, the father will give all the support in abundance. If the child behaves bad, the father will restrict his support and his finances. The law, natural law is, the human being may take advantage of these godly gifts and nature and satisfactorily flourish on them without being captivated by the exploitative motive of lording it over material nature. The point I am making is we can enjoy the natural products which are coming of their own accords rather than trying to lord over the nature and trying to exploit it. So go ahead. Yeah, we have finished this point. The present situation, this was the ideal situation. The present situation, we'll have a look at it. Go ahead. I made this point, but it is put in this form again. On the earth, of the 84 lakh species, if humans are removed, all the ecological problems will be solved. But still we feel, we humans are not at fault. But just have a look at it. World scenario. There is a conflict between man and man. Man and nature. I think that has come down. Man and animals. We don't see any heavy conflict between other species of life. In the sense, there is some food item, they fight over it and that's all. They finish it off. We see so many other species peacefully coexisting. Yeah, a cat may be eating a rat. Because that's a natural food cycle. But you don't, cat won't go and unnecessarily disturb some another animal. We humans, from childhood, koi kida dikha to usko maar dalo. Unnecessary killing. Okay, let there be some entities in my house, they are not disturbing me, they are there, we are there, we can live cooperatively. But we want only, we should exist and no one else should exist. And the reaction will be, nature will give, all will exist and we will not exist. That's what's happening. Even today, all the entities are living their lifespan, except human beings. Because human beings are trying to kill everyone else except them. The reaction will come, equal and opposite. So man is competing with nature, between birds, between snakes, between fishes, and man is competing with the nature. So who is at fault? We may blame this nature is bad, these snakes are bad, these fishes are bad, these birds are bad. But a common factor is the man. Man has the problem with everyone else. Although we may blame others. So we should understand, it's we at the present Kali Yuga who have to improve rather than others. If the human beings, and you may think, Prabhuji, what will happen if the whole world is not changing? First of all, if you change, you will get the benefit. Because if you behave wrongly, you will be the first one to suffer. I made the point. If you change, individually also you will get the benefit. And one individual change will be copied over. For sure, it will influence others. If you are confident and if you know what you are doing is the right thing, just your presence will influence others. Just your presence. Certainly your talk will do more. But your presence will influence. And even if it doesn't influence anyone else, your own individual change will be for your own benefit. So don't worry. What will happen? The whole world is not changing. How I will change? Don't worry. individual change will have an individual benefit, and also it will have a multiplying effect. So go ahead. Okay, what I'll do, we'll show the first video, but I'll have to tell them, escape karke us video, I'll tell, just 1 minute, I'll tell them what the first video is. There's a 4 minute video. We might have heard this song, Vande Mataram, Sujalam, Sufalam, Malaya Shitalam. We may not know the meaning, but the meaning will be written over here. It's a beautiful meaning describing the mother nature, mother earth. Vande Mataram, Mataram is mother. We are worshipping the mother earth. Bhumata. How is the mother earth? Sujalam, with beautiful waters. Sufalam, with beautiful lot of fruits. Malaya Shitalam, with cool winds coming from the Malayan mountains. Shashya Shamalam, full of crops and vegetables. So the 2 minutes of the video will show the ideal condition, and before we move ahead, 2 minutes will show what the human beings have done to it. Go ahead, play it. With the same song. Look at the song and the... Uske upar click karo, double click. Yeah. Ah, it's coming. Sound is coming. Yeah. So the movie has already spoken. What I am going to speak now, because I would like to go on the latter part of the section. So, as I said, we may not, from today onwards, just sit helplessly thinking all this has been, as I said, the most problems, so all the pollutions are done by the human beings. Only human beings. Not a single, they may live around, they may eat something, and maybe, but there is no pollution. Only human beings created pollution, thinking it to lord over the material nature. But at least today the time has come, the time has gone full circle to awaken to this reality that we cannot continue in this way. Like I heard a statement from my friend, we say we have inherited this earth from our ancestors. But now the time has come to say that we have not only inherited this earth from the ancestors, we have also borrowed it from our future generation. Means what we have to give to the future generation, we have already consumed it up. And what we are going to give them is a very bad reality. But still, as I said, there is a big hope. Because the nature and the earth and the body has a big inherent tendency to cure itself, given the chance to do it. Given the chance to do it, yes. Even few people start thinking in the right way, it will have a big effect. So, I won't go into details on how earth is polluted, how water is polluted. I have made some points, but basically you all know it. It was just a point to make a lecture. But maybe I'll go into the latter part of how we can change more. Because you know how earth is polluted. After this big flood 5 years back, I traveled in Bombay and out of Bombay, and everywhere I saw plastic bags hanging. Everywhere. On the trees, on the shrubs, on the overflowing side of the overflowing rivers, in the buildings, in the compounds, in the wires, everywhere. The nature is putting the stark reality in front of us. There is no need to have any campaign or everything. In the sense, that's good. But first, begin from our own self. If 400 people sitting here take a decision to change their lifestyle in a little by step by step way, and this is also important for spiritual life. We can't be insensitive to the nature and sensitive to Krishna. We can't keep two tendencies in our one heart. If we are loving to Krishna, we have to love His nature. We can't say, oh, I don't care here, I care only here. It's not possible. There will be duplicity somewhere. There will be duplicity. We can't be ungrateful, uncaring attitude to Krishna's energy, to Krishna's cows, and we'll say, I will devote completely to the Krishna. It will be somewhere, we'll feel the trouble in our own spiritual life. We can't go on like this for long, even in the spiritual life, with a proper success. So, the plastic has polluted, the chemicals has polluted, everything has polluted. We saw in the video. And, as I said, I'll go to the Ishopanishad third verse afterward. In the third verse it is said, human being can desire to go on living in this world in Ishopanishad's way, which is eco-friendly way, for hundreds of years. And there is no other way for human being other than this. If we don't accept Krishna's way to live, there is no way. It will be the first one we who will be suffering. Modern day scientific study says, one of every three of us will be dying of cancer. Which was unheard of maybe 30 years back. Another remaining two thirds, one of them will be dying of heart attacks. So remaining one, I don't know. Maybe some other things. Those are fortunate or unfortunate. Because even if we live, what type of quality of life we live? We have to put up supports from our nails to the hairs everywhere. Belts here, belts here, belts here, belts here, and belts here. And then rods here, springs here. So even one of three, those who don't die, what quality of life will be? Don't know. This will be coming back to us. If we want to avoid it, we have to change somewhere. Today's age, as I said, I'll speak this point some way. As we are living or we have been brought up in the atmosphere where we have been trained to doubt every Vedic instructions and to accept blindly whole media advertisement. And this has to change. We human beings have to start thinking on their own intelligent terms. Not just accept things blindly. See, today is the age where ignorance is paid and knowledge is not rewarded. I'll tell you what I mean. Suppose somebody is selling limbu pani off the street. He sells for 4 rupees. If he starts selling for 10 rupees, what will he say? Loot rahe. And only chemicals of limbu flavor are sold at 12 and 15 rupees in a bottle. And we take it with great pride. This is ignorance. We don't mind to pay 12, 15, 20 rupees for some chemical color waters. All these soft drinks and all these things. Which has no health benefits. In fact, they are health damages. And they are worth 15 paise. We pay 15 rupees. And lemon water which is worth 3 rupees, we don't want to pay more than 4 rupees. Which is actually good for our health. So in this world, we have stopped thinking intelligently on our own intelligence. Based on the Vedic authority. It happens everywhere. Also in the process of manufacturing these soft drinks, because these are big corporates, they forcefully take away the water from agricultural fields. And they not only sell the soft drinks at a high price to us, also because of such activities, the earth even today has so much place. It can produce, even modern science agrees, Earth today, if properly managed, can produce for 30 times today's population. If the land is properly utilized and people are properly utilized in proper way. So, as I said, I'll make something. In the present age, we are blindly following the media. We don't think it is good for us, it is not good for us. Just some man comes, some woman comes. He or she shows some types of clothes and we say we should wear it. He or she comes and shows some types of books which they read, we should say we should read it. We have no independence thinking. As I said, we call ourselves scientific students, but we behave in the most unscientific way. For example, the clothes we wear, have they been scientifically researched that these are the good clothes for us? Modern day there is fashion to wear all these thick clothes. Which produce so much sweat inside. And it remains inside, rotting. And we just think we are fashionable with all these leather clothes and all these things. We are fooled. We have none of our independence, intelligence thinking what I am doing. And we just see it everywhere. We just The whole point is, we don't care what's happening. We don't care how we are behaving, right or wrong. We are ready to eat whatever is told to us. We don't think whether it is good for us. We are ready to wear whatever is told to us. We are ready to behave. We are ready to acquire things which you don't need. Actually, once Socrates, he went to a shoe showroom, in front of a shoe showroom, during his times, and he was standing in front of it. For 2 hours, a man went, came, he saw Socrates standing. He said, maybe he's standing. He again went, he came after 4 hours, he said, he's still standing in front of the shop looking at it. Then the man asked, oh my dear friend, do you want a shoe for yourself? Maybe you are standing, you don't have money here. I will buy one for you. He said, no, I'm just wondering how many varieties are required to just to protect your legs. Just to protect your legs, there are so many varieties are required. We all have the latest fashions for our shoes, for our legs, for our stomach, for our chest and the head and the eyes and even ears. But we never think, is this actually required? Is this useful? Does by this we look beautiful? Everyone says so. Therefore, I think I look beautiful by this clothes. The film star, some Akshay Kumar or Shah Rukh Khan, somebody says so, he looks beautiful, so I also look beautiful. We are accepted. Where is your intelligence gone? He says it is beautiful, so you accept it. Once I was in Lokhandwala with dhoti and kurta. But as I said, if you are convinced something is right, you can convince others. So I was there with dhoti kurta, and two boys, hip boys, latest fashionable boys of Lokhandwala complex came up to me and they told me, hey, you look good or smart in dhoti kurta as well. Because I was not myself ashamed. The problem is, dhoti kurta looks good, but we ourselves are not convinced about it. So I also took the opportunity. I said, we look smart only in dhoti kurta. And they are amazed to hear the answer. I don't know what happened, but at least they are amazed. The point is, it's such a cooling dress, cool dress. A free air flow. Free air flow. Otherwise, we have so much problems of sweat and this. And this is good for us. Quick to remove, quick to wear, easy to wash. Only thing is, somebody has told us, we don't look beautiful in that. We have never thought about it. Somebody else has told us, and we accepted it blindly. That's the problem. Problem is, we have stopped our thinking process. And we have to not only start it, we have to start it as per the instructions of Vedic scriptures. Once, somebody in the introduction they are going to say, but somebody may ask, why I am only the one who is sitting here. I am not telling it about some, with my pride, but just telling some facts. Maybe in the ashram also over here, some years back, some people were looking at me, what he is doing up to. But the point is, yes, in my life, I have not used plastics for past 10-15 years. Maybe if someone gives me some item in a plastic bag, I accept it. But on my own, I have not used neither a plastic bottles for at least for 10 years. And people were thinking, what is this? Why is this so fanatic? I told you, it's not, forget ecology. Forget environment. It's for you first. Now they are putting some scientific discovery. They say, if plastic is cooled too much, it releases some carcinogenic chemicals in the contents. If it is heated too much, beyond 50 degrees, again, it releases some carcinogenic, means cancer causing chemicals in its contents. The point is, if we are not supporting the nature, it will trouble us anyway. We don't have to wait for scientific researches. They will do some research today and they will do some another research tomorrow. We don't have to wait for them. We have to live in as much harmony as possible with the nature. And also with that, I am proud to say that I don't say it will be always like that. Nature means this body has to become old and die. But at least in the past 10 years, I never had to visit a doctor. Not for a single pill. Maybe there can be a, maybe I can have a scope in entry to Guinness Book record, not for visiting a doctor, there are many people, but at least in Bombay, there are these varieties of tablets, you know, aspirin, ibuprofen, combiflam, I know all the names, but nimesulidine and paracetamol. To be honest, I have never eaten a single tablet in my whole life. Not even the whole life. It's not required. It's not required. It's told to us by the media that you require it. We never think it. We have never used our own intelligence. It's told us you require it. Vicks or something. Khate hi sar dard bhag jaye. Something. Once, sorry to say so, one person went to a doctor for his eye had some problem. And he was not from an affluent, he was a simple family. So he asked the doctor, no, I cannot see, what can be done? He said, you have to perform some operation. He asked how much money will be required, the doctor told some amount. He said, if I spend this much and perform the operation, what's the use of my seeing? Because nothing will remain in my home to see, because I have to sell everything to perform the operation. To sell everything in my home will be blank walls to see. So the point is, better to start thinking from today. On the Vedic terms. Some more facts, which are, because they are shocking. We have been so much bombarded that we think it's impossible to be without it. Actually, this can be spoken by anyone, but because I had some credit to my life, Gaurang Puru has put me over here. But the point is, personally, I'm happy, I'm not saying with pride, but I'm happy to say so. I have not used chemical soaps for 21 years. From 1980, 12th standard, I remember. 8th or standard was the last. But yes, my body doesn't smell bad. You can come and check afterwards. You can come and check afterwards. You might think 21 years, no one has used, the whole temple should be stinky by one person. It's not like that. The soaps came into existence only 50 years back. Doesn't mean before that all the generations lived in a stingy way. Soap came into existence only 50 years back. Before that, means cheating companies came into existence only 50 years back. Before that, there were ways which are eco-friendly ways to clean your body. I'm not saying we should not clean the body. Body should be clean, but there are many other better options available, cheap options from the waste products. Because there is no waste in the natural way. So we call it waste, but there is no waste actually. So, also, there are so many more, but maybe I will avoid and go to the next one. So, the point is, I will give some time now for the solution. Go ahead. One minute. Yeah, story of the man cutting the branch on which he is sitting. The time has come for us to awaken. We have heard this story. The story is, a man was sitting on a branch and he was cutting the branch on which he was sitting. Not understanding that he is going to fall the first. So another man was passing on the road and he told, hey, be careful. You are sitting on the branch which you are cutting. You are going to fall down. The man, he saw the branch. He saw himself. He saw the axe and could not understand and continued cutting. And after the branch was cut, he fell down. And hey, that man who told me was a great scholar. He knew from before that I am going to fall. Similarly, we are living in such a lifestyle in which we will be the first who are going to suffer. If we don't understand, we will suffer and we will say, oh, this was spoken long time back. It's very simple truth. If we don't cooperate with nature, we compete and we are the one who will be loser because we are very less powerful compared to the power of the nature. Go ahead. Yeah. Some people say, Prabhuji, this is doomsday theory. Petrol will be over. And this will happen. And that will happen. No, doomsday is already here. When 50% of youth have backaches, when people have paralysis at the age of 17 and heart attack at the age of 20. In the JJ School of Medicine, we had a real history where the person in the final year, maybe around 21, 22 years, a student had a heart attack and he died on the spot in the JJ hospital campus inside. So don't think that doomsday is... What more doom you want? One person of every three is going to die of cancer. You want something more than that? The remaining one will die of heart attack. And remaining one will have to live in a very sorry state with all health from external bodily health. What more doomsday you want? There is no frustration, there is no satisfaction. People are frustrated, stressed, tensed, working hard from morning 8 to evening 12. And you see, this is advancement. We just label it, but you can't hide the reality. People in the past, mostly they would not require a stick to walk. I know a person where I go in Ratnagiri, 85 years old. He can walk, he daily walks 10 kilometers today. Nowadays, later on we had a stick for the next generation. Then next generation has a stick with a four legs. Advancement. And then we had a walker, C-shape. What more doomsday you want? Why we should wait for petrol to be over and all this, whether it happens or not. The reactions are severely coming right now, right today. We don't have to wait for anything more. Go ahead. I made this point that we have to use our own intelligence rather than depending on others. I will go to the philosophy of the Vedic scriptures of life and then go to the practical solutions. Go ahead. I will quote first three verses to explain the philosophy over here of Ishopanishad. Take the translation. Maybe we can ourselves, maybe the letter is really small, maybe I have to read it. The first verse, the translation goes like this. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is perfect and complete. And because He is completely perfect, all emanations from Him, such as this phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped and complete wholes. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete in itself. Because He is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from Him, He remains the complete balance. With reference to today's talk, this world is perfectly created for everyone's maintenance. There is no problem in this world's creation. There is no problem in the produce of this world for us. The problem lies when small units like us don't work in cooperation and tandem with the whole. That's the problem. And if we can adjust it, then the world... Therefore we see, the moment we stop this video which we saw, the group is trying to purify and cure the atmosphere in Vrindavan and other area. What damage has been done? Damage may be done for long years if we try to support it, the cure happens quickly. The nature has an inherent build-up mechanism to cure itself. Only thing we have to cooperate. We just, first of all, we should be sensitive before using plastics and such things. And second of all, we just carelessly throw it everywhere. So we have to change. And once we change, the nature will do its job in the best possible way. Go ahead. Second part. Yeah. In this universe, in the Krishna's creation, everything has its own quota. In the sense, we should use what is required for our existence. What is required for our healthy existence, we have the right to use it. But we have not a single right to use more than that. Because the more than that we use it, we are competing with someone else. And competition will, means we will be the first, we will be the one who will get the reaction. And third is, go ahead. One may aspire to live for hundreds of years. We can aspire to live for hundreds of years. If he continuously goes on working in that way, which way? In the first two shlokas way. This is the third shloka. The first shloka was, nature and Krishna is complete and perfect. And second is, we can live in this world with the right to live and accept our quota, what is required for our existence. If we live in that way, we can live for hundreds of years. And the last sentence is very important. That sort of work will not bind in the law of karma, means will not suffer the reactions. And the last sentence is, no other alternative to this for the man. We have no other choice as well. Any other choice will be self-harming. It is said here, evam tvai na anyathe tosti, na anyatha. We have no other scope. If we break these laws of nature, we are the one who are going to suffer first. There is no other scope than improving our own self. Go ahead. How to change? As I said, our own quota. All the animals, they not only judge what to eat nicely, they never overeat also. Actually, it's a fact. In the forest, a tiger eats a deer. But deer has a sense to understand whether tiger is full or not. If the deer understands the tiger is full, na, the deer fearlessly moves from the front of the tiger. He walks around. Because he knows tiger is full. He's tiger, not a human being. He is full. He won't attack me, no. And deer walks grazing here and there. When he can understand tiger is full. But human beings, char rasgulla kha liya, aur ek le do. No problem. 10 ho gaya, ha, samosa bhi chalega. Bahut ho gaya pro ji. Par aapne leke aaye na, thoda de do. Abhi aapko main matlab nakhush karne chahta. Ha, please. Human beings overeat. Animals also don't eat untimely. They eat on their regulated time. They follow the nature's law. Only humans are the one who don't follow. About sex life. They do the sex life when the both male and female are in the most suitable time. And when they do it during the time of procreation. And they just don't, humans, sorry to say so, but humans, they may do or may not do, but they think of sex life 24 hours a day. A boy is standing, girl is standing, the thoughts are going on. But we see even a pig, a he pig and she pig may be in the gutter, the filthiest place, but till the right time is right, they won't get agitated by sex thoughts. Only the right time of the she pig, when the cycle is there and all these things, they are agitated. But humans, they are the most uncontrolled beings. They think of sex life 24 hours a day. Even there is no woman, they will think about it. This is the situation of all of us. Yeah. Animals, even if it is not required, if they are nearby, they won't think about it. Where is our quota? There is no quota. About food. Till we don't restrain ourselves to our quota, the reactions are going to come. Either food, either eating. And third is, animals are never proclivated or inclined towards lazy lifestyle. Human beings are the only one. The moment they get some opportunity, or even if they do, they will find out to avoid basic physical activity. Basic physical activity. A deer, it walks at least 10 kilometers a day. And it doesn't require any amount of advertisements to it, it won't walk less. Human beings also require, the body is made up to do some basic activity in a daytime. Some physical activity. But our tendency is to be unnecessarily as comfortable, as lazy. I won't say comfortable. It's foolish comfortable. As lazy as possible. And we think that is greatness, that is intelligence. If we don't do it in this way, then we can go on to desire to live for hundreds of years. So how to change? I'll go to the important point now. Yeah. Live closer to nature. But we don't know what is nature and how to be closer to it. For example, this is a time of mangoes or any fruits for that matter. We understand in the nature, everything is made unique. We see sometimes in the market, the mangoes which look same size, same color, same appearance, like very factory produce. And we look at some mangoes that are like some big, some small, some in orange shape. We say, this is bad. No, I say, purchase the other one. We see in nature, No two produces exactly same. No human beings are same over here. But we foolishly think all the vegetables and fruits, the fruit exact same looking mango, same appearance. Huh? They are nothing but they are polished mangoes. Yeah, I am coming from this belt where mangoes are grown. I not coming, but I go there. Mangoes are waxed, polished, colored, everything is done. Natural mangoes will never... See, here, so much variety. Huh? So much variety. This is nature's produce. Huh? And, this, see these stands, they are industrial produce. Exactly same looking. Be aware. In the natural produce, if we get anything, something like that, same size, same appearance, same texture, it is the most manipulated. Never buy it. It will be the most harmful for your health. We have to use some common sense. But our sense, the common sense has been washed off. Since our childhood, we have been hearing what we should not hear, and we have lost our own independent thinking process. Live close to nature. When we Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gopal ji ki jai. We get these packaged items for food to eat. If we read the ingredients sometimes, they have some potato, chips, salt, sugar, which may be good or bad, that's a different topic. But they have 50% of ingredients which we even don't know. This preservative, that emulsifier, that anti-caking, so many things. And which we don't use in our own kitchen. Things which we don't use in our own kitchen, why we should eat them? Just because there's some good package? No, it's not possible. We are eat, live, sleep, clothe as close to nature as possible. That will be beneficial for you yourself, for others, and for the whole world. First yourself. First think of our own self. Think of our own betterment. By using less of plastics, you will be at the benefit first. Then the world. But we should do it for the both. But certainly. Because we are the part of the environment. Eat seasonal items. Don't have this. See, it's not a question of, yeah, enjoy a lot of fruits and grains and items made of that. But it's seasonal items. As I said, we want mangoes in the winter season. Mangoes, they become naturally ripe only in the month of May. Maybe little bit in the later part of April. But we get mangoes in Bombay from February. 11,000 rupees a dozen. It begins that dead rate. They are the most toxicated ones. Most unnatural, untimely. Means most away from the natural, are most unhealthy ones. And they are the most less sweet also. They are chemically colored and apparently like they look like ripe mangoes. And even if they are sweet, they are injected with so many chemicals. That is their sweetness, not a natural one. So be satisfied. And they are all the fruit, sometimes you may ask, Prabhuji, when are the fruits, we in Bombay even don't know which fruits are seasonal when. Yeah, we are so far. The answer is very easy. The fruits in the season are the most cheapest one. You see the price graph. When the price graphs drop down, purchase the fruits at that time. They are the seasonal fruits because in that season they produce a lot and the price drop down. Don't be foolishly wealthy people. Just because you have a lot of money, don't waste it to purchase untimely things. It will harm the atmosphere, it will harm you. Then, even simply, yeah, go ahead. Live simply. Means, live with minimum requirements. And you decide your own requirements. Not your friend. Not what your friend has let it decide your own requirements. Not your colleague or something. It happens in the offices. Everyone buys a car of, say, 8 lakh rupees. And I may be one amongst them in the sense, in their position. Then I think I should also buy one. Even though my car of 4 lakh rupees is doing the job of transporting me at the same speed. Don't others decide your requirements. You use your own intelligence. In fact, your presence, your determination is so strong that others will sell their car of 8 lakh rupees and buy the 4 lakh one. Yeah, it's possible if you are determined and convinced of what you are doing. If you are determined and convinced of what you are doing, you can influence people. So live simply, not meagerly or not in a poverty or conjose way. No, live simply means live intelligently, not foolishly. Because living simply is beneficial for us and for the whole world. Then, go ahead. No, 1 minute. Go ahead. Yeah, enjoy as per Krishna's plan. Basically, in today's lifestyle, if you want to change, stop hearing from advertisements. Think more. We have stopped our own thought process. We are just here and follow it. How foolish we are. For example, I'll speak something which has to do with the health. But this is the way the nature works. And this is the way we have to understand the nature. Nowadays the summer season is going on. And there is a lot of sweating happening. When we walk on the street or we go in the local train and things like that. Or even in the car and the bus, in the job. We think it's very bad and we should avoid sweat. Whole technology of modern day age is to avoid sweating as much as possible. It's foolishness. But don't accept it. You listen to, you analyze, you think. The point is, we see our body gives out waste products from so many ways. It's the nature's arrangement to throw toxics out of the body in the winter season through urine. And same things are thrown out in the summer season through the body fluids from our whole skin. We may think, Prabhuji, no, what you speak, it feels very bad, it is very bad. Yes, it's bad, therefore let it come out of your body. Yeah, just like stool, urine, the dirt things that come up from the nose and ears, all are dirty things, we immediately throw them out. The body wants to throw the dirty things, the toxic things out of your body. And we do all our arrangements to put them in back. Just imagine, if the stool is not allowed to throw out of your body for 2 days, what will happen? Why, it is very bad, I don't want it to come out. Whole body will rot and die in 2 days. If urine is stopped, immediately it's swelling and pain and swelling all over the But same thing, we don't want to stop it in summer. And since Prabhuji is, we don't see Prabhuji Abhimai is, and sometimes we are stopping, and this is very logical. Sorry, I'm going to another point, I will come back here. The moment we have some big diseases like heart attack, paralysis attack, BP attack, immediately the first defense of the body is it sweats. That is the first defense, natural defense of the body. The patient with a heart attack, it sweats a lot. Paralysis attack, it sweats a lot. And we are stopping the first defense in our whole life. I am not saying that you go and sit in the sun. But let the nature take its own course. In your daily lifestyle, let the nature take its own course. Even if that is done, don't try to avoid that. So basically, live simply. That is beneficial for you. That is beneficial for you. Now what has happened? We are not allowed our body to throw the toxins for such a long time. The moment body gets a chance, it starts throwing out in a big way. And you feel great discomfort. But I give you an open challenge today. Let the body throw out the toxins through your body, through the sweating for 10-15 days. And then you will find your sweat doesn't smell so bad. And you will sweat also less. Because the body has done its job. But first 10-15 days will be troublesome. Because you have already stored so much dirt inside. So there are so many points to it. But we should try to live in a more nature friendly, closer to nature way. Because more you are closer to nature, the more nature will help you. And more we are away. Then go ahead. Few points remaining. Be sensitive. Be sensitive means, whenever we do anything in this world, ask this question. I know it's getting late, but I am about to end, just 5-10 minutes more remaining. Ask this question. Are my actions troubling even a single another person? Means, even any other living entity. We may carelessly throw a plastic bag. It may choke up some other entity. Who is responsible? We are responsible. And a part of karma. We are responsible in the part of floods. We are responsible in the whole pollution. And ultimately, we are responsible to make our own health bad. Every action of ours should be tested whether it is going to affect someone else in a negative way. And it's possible. It's possible that we can decrease our impact on the nature in a big way. Few more, anyone doing such activities, organic farming, eco-friendly, support it. Support it financially, emotionally, practically, physically, anyway. At least if you are not doing, someone else is doing, let us support them. Minimize wastage in life. Because we waste something, it's not our quota. We are responsible. And if we don't minimize, there is no other choice for us. Ishopanishad verse 3 told. Wastage of all forms. Water, electricity, everything. Food. Everything. Minimize wastage. Better to use less than to waste more. And you will find out your life will be more peaceful and you will be amazingly see your life turning in such a way for a more, better, peaceful, satisfied, joyful life. It won't be a sorry life. And something more take further. Minimize wastage, I told. Yeah. This one I want to dedicate past 2-3 minutes last. And then I will end. Because this is a very important activity of a Vedic lifestyle. I spoke something on the Sunday which some of you are there. But cow is a miracle entity. A divine blessing on the earth. I will tell how few things its existence can help us in reversing the damage that has been done to the ecology. The first thing is, I will tell one experiment. In Boiser MIDC, there is a company, some pharmaceutical company. It was producing lot of toxic waste and it did not knew what to do with it because the locals, they cannot throw it over there. It was a big problem for them. And one person who was into this arm of cow protection, he told the company to maintain some cows. Take their cow dung, 50% cow dung and 50% toxic waste. Mix it up, and just by mixing it up, the cow dung had the power to digest and break down the toxic waste into the natural elements. And that was a big relief for the company. Cow dung has a big power to digest the toxic waste by mixing it into itself. That's a big science, but I am just telling this one example. Second, cow dung, I spoke this few days back. Cow dung, if burned naturally, it has a power to drive the mosquitoes away. We don't have to kill them. And burnt cow dung is very good for the atmosphere and our own self. The smoke is not at all bad for our own health. Third ones. I will tell one more. I have this medical report from our KM hospital laboratory. Certainly this is a preliminary report. So I am not stressing it in a big way. But still, when we speak something, we have to have some scientific report sometimes with us. So I just did this test. I took a contaminated water and I heard it and I said, let us test it out. I took a contaminated water and made it into two samples. One sample I gave as it is for testing. Another sample in a liter of contaminated water with bacteria and everything, harmful bacteria. I just added 2 pinch, like we take salt. 2 pinch of cow dung ash, means cow dung cakes, they are burned and the ash remains. And I gave for the testing, and the preliminary report comes and it just tells that in the sample which had a cow dung ash, the bacteria were absent which were present in the normal water. Certainly more research needs to be done. This was what I got in hand today. More research will be done and maybe I will share with you. But it is a scriptural incident. Therefore we see in the past, intelligent people, which may be less scientific in today's term, used to wash their vessels with cow dung ash. Because that would naturally kill the harmful bacteria. So maybe we may think vessels are washed and some ash is remaining. It's harmless to us, even if ash is, it may look a little bad, but it is harmless to us. And with a chemical toxic soap, the vessel may look clean, but even a milligram of toxic chemicals remaining is harmful to us. Toxic chemicals works in milligrams. We don't have to inject them into kgs. Just like we eat some medicines, we see there are 500 mg. 500 milligrams medicine. Out of what 500 milligrams we eat, most of us may be passing out of our body. Only few milligrams may go into our blood, but still that does the effect on the disease. Toxic things even have an effect on our body with few milligrams. So yes, we have to decide. We have to live more closer to nature. Another thing, in Africa, lots of small children were dying because of contaminated water. And government was telling them to boil the water, which the African poor people did not had money to purchase the fuel, even wood for. So they were saying, we don't have the fuel to buy the water, we don't have money to buy the fuel to boil the water, and our lots of children are dying. One devotee, a Vaishnava devotee, went in one, say, taluka or some area which consisted of few villages, and slowly spoke about cow protection, don't kill them, they are so much useful. He convinced them to make cow dung into cakes, dry cakes, and said, this is coming to you for free. Use it for boiling the water and give it to your children. And slowly the people in that whole area, many villages adapted it, the process. They say, yeah, the cows are there, the cow dung is free. It's a waste. And they started boiling the water. And within 2 years, the child mortality rate dropped down like anything. And it was noticed by the government of that country. Big health minister of that country used to visit that place to learn why this area, a few villages, has such a low child mortality rate and whole country has such a high rate. So, cow dung, cow pure ghee. If few grams are burned in a room, it has the power to purify the whole room's atmosphere. But it should be a pure, properly processed ghee, not industrial produce. There is big science to it. Actually, by the request of devotees, we are making a site which is not ready, so I am not announcing, but maybe you can see it up after 1 month or maybe after 15-20 days. They have put my name, but still it's more about cow protection. You can look up it, it's mgdas.com. So after 15-20 days you can look at it. Not ready yet. So in that you can see all these wonderful effects. How a simple cow can reverse the effects of pollution that a man has been done. With all the chemical farming which are doing, big tracts of land have become desertified in many parts of the world. But in India also, if cow dung is applied whole layer, it requires of 1 inch whole land, within few months it becomes again suitable for growing crops in a good way. I'll end with one short story. In Andhra Pradesh, there's one village, small village, simple village, agricultural village. It was a typical village with lot of chemicals and pesticides being used to grow more food. The result was poor farmers, more and more poor farmers, and more poorer farmers. All the youth of the village migrated into cities for the jobs. For each farmer has a minimum loan of 10 to 15,000 rupees which they had no scope to repay. Somehow or other, this is a striking example in front of us, like beck and light. Somehow or other the farmers came together in Warangal district in AP and they decided we have to change it. And all the village changed to chemical-less, traditional cow dung-based farming. Within 3 years, every farmer became debt free. Every farmer repaid his own debt. Just by doing farming based on cow dung. And now, no youth wants to go away from the village to the cities. Because they say in the city we go and we have to work in dirty atmosphere for long hours, odd hours. sacrificing our health. Better we are happier, we grow our own food, which is healthy food, we are also having making good profit. So cow, just remember, is a miracle entity to reverse this natural damage that has been done. Everything has a great detail. I cannot cover everything in this 1.5 hours. There's some instructions and doubts, but because the times are less, we'll stop it. We can take one or two questions. Okay, Gaurangpur will make announcement and we'll take questions for 5 minutes, and then we can meet personally certainly.
Anyone has any questions? Please raise your hand.
There's one minute video, concluding video remaining, which I forgot.
Please.
So we'll show that video and then we'll take questions. But 1 minute video is remaining. Something has to be done sometime. And if not we, then who? And if not now, then when? Anyway, it's little late. I won't take questions now. Everyone is getting little uneasy. We'll have Kirtan. But anyway, I've been told to announce my email. It's very simple. m@pamo.net. Just M. My name is Madan Gopal, so the first one is M. m@pamo. P-A-M-H-O. Pamo.net. So if you have any queries, you can meet me personally now. Or on the email. Or maybe we can meet again sometimes. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So you can now stand up and we'll have wonderful Kirtan. Hare Krishna.